KQED.
These are hard times for medical marijuana dispensaries in California. Even in local jurisdictions friendly to the trade, federal prosecutors are making it difficult to operate by leaning on the landlords of the properties pot groups rent from. Michael Montgomery tells us of the latest federal target in Berkeley.
In the world of medical marijuana, Berkeley Patients Group is a star, as this promotional video suggests.
Berkeley Patients Group is one of California's largest, oldest, and most respected medical cannabis collectives.
It's a city-licensed distributor that's been embraced by local officials as a model business that pays millions in taxes.
I tell people that Berkeley Patients Group is the Brooks Brothers of medical marijuana dispensing.
Pauly Armstrong is co-CEO of the Berkeley Chamber of Commerce. In addition to taxes, Armstrong says over its 13 years, the dispensary has shelled out thousands of dollars in donations to various causes, including the chamber. But despite the dispensary's popularity among local officials, its future is now uncertain. Following warnings to its landlord from federal prosecutors, Berkeley Patients Group is closing its doors. At issue for the feds is its proximity to two educational institutions, a French bilingual school and a center for children with hearing loss.
Marijuana dispensaries are full of cash and they're full of marijuana. They are at risk of being robbed, and many of them are robbed.
That's Melinda Haig, the U.S. Attorney for California's Northern District. Haig says that even though marijuana is illegal under federal law, she doesn't have the resources to target all the medical pot outlets that have proliferated in recent years. So she says she's focusing on outlets operating near children.
When a dispensary comes to my attention that is close to a school or a park or a playground or children, that's a line I've decided to draw, and those are the dispensaries that I'm looking at.
On a recent Friday, business was brisk at Berkeley Patients Group's location on San Pablo Avenue, and the customers were diverse: young people in souped-up cars, men and women in business clothes, and some seriously ill patients. The dispensary's owners would not comment for this story, but some customers were happy to talk, including 65-year-old Kate Burndom. She emerges from the dispensary atop a motorized scooter.
As a cancer survivor, the only reason I'm alive is this medicine.
Burndom says she started using medical marijuana after it was legalized in California to deal with pain associated with diabetes and ovarian cancer. We heard similar stories from other patients, but there were some complaints as well.
Literally, when I come home at 5 o'clock, I have to sit in pot traffic.
Liz Isle, who lives around the corner, says lines of cars are a problem, as are young dispensary customers who sometimes smoke pot in front of her house. But she says she's happy to have a thriving business in this part of Berkeley. In a small red building set along a nearby side street, children are on recess at the Center for Early Intervention on Deafness. Jill Ellis has directed the center since it opened 8 years ago. She, too, is complimentary about the dispensary, saying it's donated generously and even sponsored low-income children. What's more, Ellis says Berkeley Patients Group's round-the-clock security actually enhances community safety.
I know for some of us who work late at night or on the weekends, there's some reassurance to knowing there are professional security folks in the neighborhood providing extra eyes and ears.
U.S. Attorney Melinda Haig says not every dispensary she's looking at has been the target of violent criminals, not yet at least. She cites a recent case in Santa Cruz where armed men robbed a dispensary that's next door to a preschool.
People in the community may be supportive of the dispensary being in their community until there's an armed robbery and people come running out of the dispensary shooting guns.
But medical marijuana advocate Dale Geringer says federal actions are stoking a climate of fear in the industry, which is making things more dangerous. He says pressure on banks to sever ties with medical marijuana outlets is forcing many operators to trade in cash.
And of course, running a cash business makes things more dangerous for everybody else.
Geringer says if past is prologue, many medical marijuana operators will outlast the crackdown. But given the nervous state of the industry, Berkeley Patients Group may have a hard time finding a new landlord. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.
Our story was co-reported by David Downs and produced in collaboration with California Watch, a project of the Center for Investigative Reporting.